CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Tonight, Patrick has a very high noise floor and making it very difficult for him to hear, so I'm going to call it tonight, and everything else is okay. This is this repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. We're going to start off tonight with pre-net check-ins, and then we'll go into brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before. Then we'll pick up Echolink stations, and then we'll get to RF. So kind of a busy night already. Net control, I'd like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They are over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you. If you're listening tonight, Fred, tell Miss Isla we said hello. And K4XMR, that's Mel. He's in Prosperity. Good to have you tonight, Mel. KG4PFI Don and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're over in Piedmont. Good to have you tonight, Don. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. K4OSH, that's Pat. He's over in Malden. Always good to see Pat's name on there. W2AMD, that's Andrew over in Simpsonville. Good to have you tonight, Andrew. KA4ACL, that is Ashley and Richard. I guess Richard's bringing Ashley, or Ashley's bringing Richard. KA4ACL, Ashley. KA3JCA, Richard. And KA3DOV, the Amateur Radio Club. And KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally. So glad to hear Richard is out of the hospital and home and doing well. Glad to hear him calling the net last night. Good to have you tonight, Richard. Tell Sally and Ashley we said hello. And KM4JWP, that's Brian. He's over in Rutherfordton. Good to have you tonight, Brian. N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville. Good to have you tonight, Tony. N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Appreciate you being tonight, Jerry. KW4TS, that's Jim over in Pelzer. Good to have you tonight, Jim. KA5WLL, that's Leroy over in Taylor's. Good to have you tonight, Leroy. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. Appreciate you taking the time to use the pre-net check-in capability, Jack. Good to have you tonight. KN4RJN, that's John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And I don't see him on Echolink, but glad he took the time to check in. And KQ4FRY, that's Miss Rhonda in Lyman, one of our new additions to the amateur radio community. If you're listening, Rhonda, appreciate you taking time to use that pre-net check-in capability. K1CJW, sorry about that, Roland, if you're listening over in Pickens. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Always good to see your name in there, Bill. Appreciate you taking the time. KO4CEF, that's Andrew in Emmett. Good to have you tonight, Andrew, if you're listening. KO4HKS, that's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, who would normally be calling the Sunday night net, but he's just got a really high noise floor. Let's see, that does it for the pre-net check-ins. Let me refresh. Yep, no others in the pre-net check-in, so appreciate everybody who used that capability. Do we have any brand-new amateur radio operators who have never checked into the net before, who really aren't sure about what to do, what the protocol is, how to do it? Just throw your call sign out there, and I'll do the rest. Okay, that looks like we do not have any brand-new amateur radio calls out there, but we do have one Echolink. I don't know if he's going to check in on Echolink or RF, but we'll find out. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, I see he has checked in. KO4NUE and KO4RYP. Let me get that in the log. And KO4RYP. That's Chad and Miss Anna. They checked in via text message. I don't normally see that. I just happened to be tailing the file, and I saw it over there. So I get lucky every now and then. That's Chad and Anna, and they are our Monday night and Tuesday night net control operators normally. Sometimes Chad's on Saturday night, too. Sometimes they swap around. But they're in Campobello, South Carolina. Good to have Chad and Miss Anna in there with us this evening. Now we're to the RF section, and this is a Sunday night, and the group we start with on the RF check-ins is Alpha through Delta. So if the first letter in the suffix of your call is an A through a D, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be short time tonight, Dave. 73s to you and all on the net.
4DJW. Hey, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, AM4CHY, Stephen Seneca, -J.W.
This is Glenn in Grey Court, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf, KD2BNG. I may hang around to wreck you if no one else does. 73 is next calling in.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
All right, that was a good group. That control I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont, and they are short time tonight. So, Rick, feel free to secure at your leisure. Tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello. Appreciate you guys taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KN4CHY, that is Keith over in Seneca. You're sounding good as usual, Keith. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. KD2BNG, that is Glenn. He's down in Gray Court. I do have you down for comments, Glenn. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. Appreciate you being here. KM4BLH, that's Kurt. Sounding good as usual from Greenville. I don't know how you get such a good signal into the repeater from Greenville, Kurt, but you do. Whatever you did it right. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good week.
JW. Today, Miss Amy in the net, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KB2BYQ. That's Dave over in Easley. Sounding good as usual, Dave. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And yes, it is the end of the weekend. It is the start of the week. But, you know, it's no longer important to retired people. Nah, I guess it still is somewhat. Anyway, have a good one, Dave. Enjoy your week coming up. KI4DOS, that's Gary bringing him Miss Joy, K3JOY, there over in Easley. Gary, tell Joy we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, and hope you had a wonderful weekend. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, I guess that means now we can bump it up to the Echo through Hotel group, stations with the first letter in the suffix of their call. That begins with E through H. We'll let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Casey 4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Don't have any snow yet. Really not looking forward to it. But anyway, just check me in and out tonight, Dave. Thanks.
Net control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina, where they don't have any snow yet. Well, I hope it stays that way for you, unless you just want some. But, I don't like it that much myself. But my wife likes it. We'll have at least one good snow during the wintertime. She likes to be able to see all the different seasons. Anyway, Harry, appreciate you checking in with us tonight, and have a good week coming up. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. right, Harry has that group all to himself so far, at least until second shift gets here. We'll bump it on up to the India through Lima group, stations with the first letter in the suffix of their call that begins with letters I through L. And we'll let check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I am up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
DJW. And November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, I'll be negative and negative.
Hope your name, you're well. Please check in, Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling that, Dave. Good evening to you and the same, and good evening to all on the bed. No traffic, no comment.
W4DJW. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Just mark us in and out, Dave, but I'd like to make one acknowledgement while I'm on the air here. I tried to check into the Hendersonville net, W4YK, and could not reach it. They're having some troubles with their antenna, but as Sid was running the net, he announced that he had received the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club's Lifetime Membership Award. I think of that as a very high service award, and I just wanted everyone who listens to this net and hears Sid check in nearly every night that he was so recognized by his club. Sid, we think a whole lot of you, and you're always welcome here. Check us in and out, if you would, Dave. KK4JBQ.
To Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Mark me negative and negative. Thanks for holding the net.
Please check in. In Kilo 2, X-ray Delta, Marsh, Callahan Mountain. No traffic for the net, but we'll be riding along for the net. Back to you, Dave. Thanks for doing the net.
K2LXD. All right, that was a good group. Net control, like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James over in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Sounding good as usual, James. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And N4JBM, that's Jerry up in Campobello. Sounding good tonight, Jerry. Do appreciate you taking the time to be here. And W4IOE, that's the distinguished Sid over on the in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thomas Beverly, we said hello, Sid, and congratulations on that honor. There aren't many of those. That's an elite club. But proud you made it in that club. I'm not in that club myself, but I am glad that you made it in there, Sid, and appreciate your being here with us most every night. Appreciate you doing that. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Appreciate you letting us know that, Larry. That's good information. I do appreciate you taking the time to share that with everybody this evening. Those are important tidbits of information. This is the best time of the day to share that with everybody. So I do appreciate you taking the time to do that, Larry. KO4JKV, that is Duncan. He is one of our Monday night net control operators. Appreciate you being with tonight, Duncan, up in Asheville. And K2LXD. That is Marsh. He is over in Cowan. Good to have you with us tonight, Marsh. You're sounding good into the repeater. I haven't heard you that many times. When was the last time you checked in with me? I'm pulling it up on my database to see when that was. Oh, that wasn't too long ago. Well, no, that's today, February 12th. The time before that was October of 2022, Marsh. Try to be a little more frequent, Marsh. We'd appreciate that. Anyway, we do appreciate when you do check in with us. Take care and have a good week coming up. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with M through P and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Oh, that.
All right, Walt, it's looking like you're going to have this one to yourself, too. Next, I'd like to recognize K4OIM. That is Walt over in Emmon. Good to have you as night, Walt. It's good to hear your voice on the radio as well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4PXB. That's Lloyd over in Simpsonville. You're sounding good tonight, Lloyd. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful end to your weekend and hope you have a wonderful start to your week next week, tomorrow. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Quebec through Tango group, stationed with the first letter in the suffix of their call that begins with letters Q through T, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Ken Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Rima, Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris, in Liberty, and I will be native and man.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4QLG. That's Chris over in Liberty. Sounding good tonight, Chris. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, Chris, you got that one to yourself until second shift arrives. We'll bump it on up to the patient group for Sunday night. Uniform through Zulu, stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Hope you and Amy are doing well. Check in and out Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray. Name's Jamie, and by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November. My wife Sabrina. She's at work, Dave. I'm home in Chesney. Check us in and out, short time 73. You and everybody on the net.
JW. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
4DJW. This is Kilo Juliet 4 Yankee Echo Victor. KJ4YEV. My name is Al. I'm in Gastonia, North Carolina. 73 to all. Check me in and out, please.
W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
All right, that's a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4UHX. That's Jamie bringing with him KJ4YLN. That's Miss Sabrina. They're over in Chesney. You're sounding good in there tonight, Jamie. Tell Miss Sabrina when she gets home from work when we said hello. And do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And K4XB, that's Tommy down in Southern Greenville, Tent County. Always good to have you on the net, Tommy. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KJ4YEV, that's Al in Gastonia, North Carolina. And Al, you win the door prize. You are number 50 tonight, the 50th check-in. Now, what that means is you have to stop back by on Wednesday night and check in with Gary. And claim your door prize. Tell him you are the Sunday night winner of the number 50 door prize, and you're there to claim your prize. So appreciate you being with us tonight, Al, from Gastonia. He's sounding good. VHF isn't that good for propagation tonight, so you're doing a good job to make it in as well as you are all the way from Gastonia. Appreciate you being there. And W4WOZ, that's Rod. He is the mayor of Waz, and he is in here from Greenville tonight. Good to have you with us tonight, Rod. You're sounding good as usual. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You missed the door prize by one. Any other stations? Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
R-O-N, Whiskey 4, Echo
Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
KW KJ4YEZ would like to recheck.
Go ahead, Al.
Single report, I just wanted to let you know that the outside antenna is doing all the work. It's a ground plane that I built. It's about 30 feet up in the air. But I just thought I'd let you know that. Thank you for the good signal report.
All right, Al. Well, thank you very much for your hard work to put that together and for using it to talk to us down here. We do appreciate that very much. And know that you are enjoying the hobby very much. Net Control, I'd like to recognize WD8RON. That's Ed over in Brevard, North Carolina. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight, Ed. Hope you had a great weekend and looking forward to a good week coming up. But any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we did have an EchoLink station just log in. So EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Working on the radio to get that tone out of it. Again, KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table. While I try to work on this.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4LZI. That is Andy over in Table Rock. Good to have you. It's not Andy. You're sounding good as usual. And the EchoLink station that we have there, K4QDU. If you don't have the ability to do audio, you can just type in there, and hopefully I'll see it before it scrolls off the screen. But you can just type in your check-in if you want to do that. Or just feel free to check in when we open it all the way through the alphabet, which is now. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hey, W.
It's
Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard, Greenville, no traffic, no round table.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That is Richard over in Greenville. Good to have you. It's not Richard. Sound good as usual. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in. And the EchoLink station, K4QDU. That's Randy over in Richmond Hill, Georgia, is checking in via EchoLink. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight, Randy. And hope you're having had a good weekend, and you're going to have a good week coming up. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Okay, we're in the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, this is our last try before we switch over to the non-formal portion of the net. Call W4DJW. All right, that looks like that's about going to wrap it up. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and will now begin the RACCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins in between RACCHUs. And we've got one RACCHUer up today, and that is KD2BNG. That is Glenn. He is down in Gray Court, South Carolina. Glenn, you got a brand new clean, shiny stump. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KD2BNG. really, just me, nobody else. I guess no one else wanted to it's been a frustrating day. I told you about the dog that's been loose in the crawl space, and just the irresponsibility of the owners that, you know, let their dog run around loose like that. They came by earlier in this blue Volkswagen. Is our dog? Do you have our dog? I said, yeah, you can't hear it barking down in the crawl space. Somebody had left food earlier. They left a food and water bowl. But, you know, I don't think... I'm going to have to call Animal Control tomorrow. And other than that... I know you're a dog lover, but I'm not. And I feel as though I'm really going to have to deal with that dog. The problem is, if I do that, now I have a dead dog down there sticking up the place. I mean, all my insulation on the underside of the mobile home is all torn down. All the, the ductwork, you know, tin or fabric or whatever it's made of, that's all torn down. Now, some of it was before. You know, thousands of dollars of damages that I have down there. I mean, it's been a frustrating day, Dave, and it's brought to a head all of the, every, it's brought, timeout. I got the timeout on the radio set. And it's just brought to a head everything else that's happened to me while I've, you know, since I've been here. To tell you the truth, I'm out of here. I don't want to be here. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to have any money to do it. The truth of it is I don't have any money to do it. But I got to leave this part of the country and move back to the United States. Because, quite frankly, this was never a good cultural mix for me anyway. You know, as a gay, transgendered black man, New York Jew boy Yankee, I don't even really feel safe down here anymore in this culture of God, guns, and Trump, which is a sticker I just saw on a car, and I'm like, holy crap, I gotta get out of this part of the country. I've never met a bigger bunch of lowlifes in my entire life. I've been scammed, I've been robbed, I've been thrown in jail by people making false accusations against me. I lost a piece of property due to malicious legal action, a nice house in Greenville, probably worth about $100,000, that I was forced to sell for nothing. I had another piece of property in Clinton that was basically vandalized by scrappers and basically has been made worthless. And, you know, I've had it. This incident with the dog was the last straw. And I'm sorry if I'm getting angry, and I'm sorry if maybe what I'm saying isn't quite fair to a lot of people, but the taste of bile in my throat is getting very, very, very strong. So, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I got to get the hell out of here.
Well, Glenn, I hate that for you. I'd hate that turned out that way for you. But, you know, that might just be the best thing. I mean, it's not an easy decision to make life-changing moves like that. I'd like to be able to say I know how you feel, but I don't. I've never been presented with a situation like that, so I can't really tell you that I know how you feel. But anyway, I really, really am sorry that you're in that situation, and maybe something will come up and you'll get to find a way to move to a place, might be back where you were, maybe somewhere totally different, that is just a different circumstance for you. But I hate it for you. But you are really, really scratchy, so, and I know you're probably not too thrilled. So I'm going to go ahead and cut it short, Glenn, and hopefully you'll find something that will do better for you. But I'm going to leave it right there. I'm not going to touch that. How's that?
I'm sorry, but the taste of bile has built up in my throat for too long, and I don't know how I'm going to do it, but it's time for a change. And, well, yeah, you're right. Let's just leave it. Get on with it. 73s.
All right, Glenn. Maybe it'll be better tomorrow morning. Maybe it won't, but hopefully it will be. Take care. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, have I missed anyone for check-ins, or have I missed any comments? Call W4DJW.
DJW, KM4KSY.
Go ahead, Keith.
I want to see about getting a quick contact with Andy over.
Go ahead, call your station.
LVI, KM4KSY, you still out there, Andy?
Yeah, I'm still here, but I'm trying to research here in the manual on how to get that beat off the beginning of the transmission right now.
And that's what I hope to help you with. If you're on an FT60, it's a quick press of the zero key should turn it back off.
I'm on an 8900R.
One I'm not sure about, but I accidentally turned it on this FT60, and that was the remedy to get it back off. Yeah, I don't know about the 8900. Sorry, couldn't help. I thought it might have been throwing a useful piece of information out there for you.
I had to deactivate it. I've got to keep it in mind, and all y'all will too, until I can figure out how to get it deactivated. That's what I'm going through the book now, trying to figure out how it happened. You can turn it in that control, KI4LZI.
KC4EZN.
Go ahead, Harry.
Andy, my guess is you touched that red button on that radio that turns on the whatever it is internet connection. At least on my 7900, that's what happened when I did it. It's a big red round button over the big round knob that you turn to make things happen. Touch that and see if that turns it off. And if that doesn't do it, then I've just told you all I know. KC4EZN, back to net.
Keith, I give you an opportunity to close out there.
And Harry was right. It's the internet connection feature, so maybe that'll give you something to look for in the manual. Like I said, I know how to turn it on and off on the FT60, and so maybe you can find the internet connection feature in the manual. That's kind of an antiquated feature, but it's still there. So even on this quote new FT60 that I bought. So anyway, back to you, Dave. W4DJW8K4CHY.
Appreciate that, Keith, and appreciate that, Harry. And Andy, just a quick question. Does it have a button that looks like it's got an atomic symbol on it? A lot of times the Yaesus will put, it looks like the atomic symbol, where that internet button is. Does it have one that has that on it?
What it's got on one side, it's some kind of mark and an NT. On 1802, I know how to turn it off, but somehow I've turned it on this one by accident. As I said, I've got to go through it and try to figure out how to turn it back off.
Okay, well, I was just going to say, on some of them, you have to do function and that button to increase the power and decrease the power. So sometimes it's the same button that you do function before you change the power level. And sometimes it's just that button by itself without the function shift. And anyway, I hope that helps. Maybe it won't. But keep looking through the manual if it doesn't, because you'll get it eventually, but at least you know what it is. And by the way, when that's on, the first two or three words that you say, we don't hear. We don't hear it at all. So we didn't hear KI4, but we did hear LZI when you gave your call sign. So just be aware of that. When that's on, you got to key up and count to three and then start talking. Because it overrides your voice. Your voice is in there, but it's so far down you can just barely hear it. Anyway, one last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, call W4DJW. All right, be sure to stop back by tomorrow night where Duncan will be calling the net from Asheville, North Carolina, if the weather or if propagation permits, right? So be sure and stop back by in with him tomorrow night. Please stand by for my net report. All right, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
4LTI-10-4CHY.
See, I just remember, I ain't got it off yet.
Did a quick internet search, and it says press the left volume knob momentarily to activate and then deactivate with that same momentary press of the left volume knob. So if you want to try that, I'll hang out and see if that fixes it. Capability, the IMT on will appear for 2 seconds. If the main band frequency displays, IMT icon will appear in the memory channel field on the subband. while it's enabled, and then it says to disable it, just press the left volume knob again. But yeah, that don't do it. I don't know what the problem is. Sorry about that. KM4C, fly back to you.
I'm just going to keep working with you. I don't even know how I do it. I'm still working on it.
Ready, sir. Yep, good luck with it. And, we'll catch you a little later. I'll let you get back to diagnosis. KI4LZI, KM4CHY. Have a good evening.
As long as I'm still up, maybe I could help. That DTMF tone, is at the start of the transmission or at the end?
4CHY, it is at the start of the transmission, and it seems to be the internet connection feature, the old wire stuff that you used to have on the radios.
Had that little wires button. I think Dave mentioned it. Looked like an orange button with a carbon atom symbol on it. But I don't know if that's it. It sounds like some kind of DTMF calling tone. Let me see, Yaesu, what model are we looking at? While I'm at the computer terminal, I can try to find out.
He said it was an 8900R, and that's what I did, the search part. It says for the internet connection feature, which is the wires thing, hit the left volume knob momentarily, turn it back off, but it didn't seem to work for him, I guess. And yeah, the y'all were talking about the little atomic symbol. That's what's on the FT60 here. And it's on the zero key. So if you just momentarily press the zero key, it turns it on and off, and then you get that same little symbol icon on the screen when it's on. And I had inadvertently turned it on one time, I guess picking up the radio, I must have hit the zero key and turned it on. So I was hoping Andy was on an FT60 because I could tell him how to turn that back off. Over.
Zoo 8900. It says 8900 quad band mobile. That's 8900R. It could be something with the wires thing, but I'm also thinking, again, as I said, it's some sort of selective calling tone, or it's some kind of radio ID tone. In other words, at the beginning of the transmission, the radio gives off this one or two digit code. But that's not a commercial radio. Let me see if I can bring up the manual for this thing.
W4DJW, let me see if I got it. Andy, one of the things that I saw for that particular radio is momentarily press the left volume knob. Just press the left volume knob and let off of it and see if that fixes it.
No go so far. KI4LZI.
All right. And we still can't hear you first couple of words, just to remind you. W4DJW, that's the first thing I found on the internet, was just a momentary press of the left volume knob. Anyway, keep looking. W4DJW. Clear.
Thing no 2M that I got in the car, I know how, because it's got that little orange, as you say, button on this and here. Until now, this has never happened, so I got to do some doings. That's the bad thing about these newer radios. You can hit something by accident and really throw something else out of sync. KI4LZI, going back to trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it would take me forever to go through the manual. But that's why I suggested, because Yaesu also makes commercial radios, and it might be a feature that's held over from that. It might be some sort of selective calling tone, like a two-tone or DTMF radio ID tone. But, oh, man. All right, the manual for this thing, this is not going to be easy. Auto-dialer options. It's a 50, it's a 72-page manual. It can't be that bad. Not a can of worms that I open up. You know what? If you'd like, I could try to research this for you. And between me and Dave and everyone else, and all the other techie-type people, might have a solution. Because, like, this radio I'm talking on now is a Midland commercial radio. Commercial radios have all kinds of options for that, for, like, you know, DTMF calling, or two-tone and five-tone sequences, and that sort of thing. Yeah, it could be the wires internet linking thing, but I'm thinking more it's some sort of selective calling thing. The radio is sending some sort of code that identifies it, or identifies the, you know, the group and the radio number and that sort of thing. But it's an interesting question. If I have spare time here and there, I'll dig into this manual.
But like I said, I done it here probably an hour ago and didn't realize I done it. But back in the day, saved the Clegg FM-28. That thing was simple to do, but these of today, I mean, if you don't have a good, knowledgeable computer knowledge, and real, really good with it, and I'm not, I can just barely do what I need to do on the internet, so I'm going to keep working on it, but like I said, I can't guarantee when I'll get it turned off. Not right now.
That was going to be my other suggestion. If you had the computer software for the radio, and I don't know how you programmed it. If you had the programming software for the radio, it might be easier to access through there. You know, you would bring up the all the various little menus and things for the all the screens for the radio, and there might be a checkbox somewhere that says, "Oh yeah, check that box and turn it off." Yeah, that is kind of a disadvantage on these newer radios. It was simple back when. Actually, for amateur radio, what do you really need? You know, I got to admit, a PL tone is really all I got to do to access these repeaters. Being able to get on the internet and access IRLP or Echolink or whatever through the radio, that's a little complicated even for me.
Size 2 meter radio, 28. A few months prior to that, I had a Mark 3, but as you know, none of them had tone boards in it. But when it comes to this one here, I bought it new in 06, and most of the programming's been done, and it's been done. I've managed to program it in by hand, most of it. Me and Mandel, WR4XM, rigged it. But as far as doing it by computer, I'm not really set up to be able to do that, really. So that's why I said it might take me some time.
W4DJW, I'm watching them do it on YouTube. You want me to tell you how to get there, Andy?
So long as it don't cut me off, why I can't communicate with you for any reason.
It's really simple. I'm watching him doing it, and it's on a FT-8900, just confirming that with you. This is FT-8900, right? Okay. So if you want to Google it, just watch it for yourself. The Google search would be training, T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G, dash FT-8900. All right, just if you look for that on YouTube, go to YouTube, type in training FT-8900. You'll see probably your top hit will say almost disable wires, April 4th, 2012. That button that is the volume button on the left side, the lower left button, he pushes it once, and it puts it in. You can see wires on the screen, and it wires or int, int dot on, and he pushes it again, and it's int dot off. So you got to, and that button is labeled volume, and it's got that little atomic symbol on the case of the radio above the word VOL. It's got that little atomic symbol. But he shows you push it once and you watch what it says on the screen, If it says INT.on, you got to push it again to go to INT.off.
Where's the guy? Well, I got the main on the left side and the INT is over on the other side where it's showing INT. And y'all tell me, and I've heard others tell me earlier, that tone's still there. And how many seconds does it take you got to push that? With some of these things we all know, you got to get it right the moment. You can't just hit it and get it right. It might be a 30, half a second. Or something like that, some ridiculous stuff. Anything like that?
Fall with
that?
No, I'm watching him push it, and he's just pushing it and letting off of it. When you push it in, you can see it says INT dot, and it's either on or off. And then when he lets off, it goes back to the 147.405, the frequency that he's got. And he pushes it again, and you see INT dot on. And so when you push it in, you can see the reading, and it says INT, the screen says INT.on or INT.off. And just put, if you push it and it says on when you let off, it's on. And if you push it and it says off when you let off, it's off.
16GSE. This looks complicated already.
He goes after that. After he shows you how to turn it on and off, he shows you how to put a rubber O-ring under the volume button so you can't accidentally turn it on again. You can take that off, put an O-ring in it, and then you won't be able to turn it on and off.
A great hack, K4CH West.
All right, I suppose Andy's going out there watching YouTube. Hopefully he'll find that. W4DJW. I'm going to be clear this time.
K4CH West, clearly.
Well, don't let me hold y'all up. Just go ahead and do whatever y'all need to do. I'm just telling you, if I don't get it, don't be surprised. But still here, it might take me some time. K4LZI.
Andy is fixed. Don't do anything. You fixed it. It worked just perfect that time. It's gone.
I'm glad to hear it. I'm not quite sure what I done yet, but main thing's it fixed, and that's the important thing.
There you go. Glad you got it fixed. Anyway, have a good evening. I'm third striking them out. W4DJW clear.
Oh, y'all say it. If it wasn't for, like I said, the tone issue with the older radios, I would rather be using the FM-28 Clegg, but there's very few like this remaining that don't have a tone on the input, so you don't have a whole lot of choice but to use these newer ones, whether you want to or not. For someone like me that's simple-minded when it comes to computerized stuff, sometimes it can be a chore. Now, on the 1802, as you said about that atomic symbol, that orange button on that, I know that's what it is on this, on the other one, but this one, I'm going to have to try to remember a little bit better since I don't know how I done it anyway. KI4LZI.
I got a couple of old handhelds. ICOM IC2AT, I think. And I like the fact that the tuning is like the three or four thumb wheels. And there's three switches on the back for high or low power, duplex or simplex, and, you know, offset, you know, one direction, and that's it. But, unfortunately, there's no PL generator board, so I don't know how much use I'm going to get out of those. But, you know, simple, you know, the little thumb wheel to set the frequency. That's kind of what I looked at that. It's like, oh, real simple tuning that even I understand. You know, real simple operation. But, yeah, two-thirds of the repeaters around here, you need a tone generator. So I couldn't even use those radios on most of these repeaters.
Yes, there's very few like this anymore. You never worked at them, probably, but the Anderson Radio Club for many, many decades, theirs was just a carrier squelch. Both of theirs now have a tone on because they've been having some trouble over the past couple of years with someone interfering with their Tuesday night net, working another one and getting into this. And I know I heard it with my own ears, so I know why they done it. But as a result, with these radios being the way it is, it's complicated for everybody.
30 or 40 years ago, I don't know how long you've been doing it. Yeah, you know, well, when there was like three repeaters in the upstate area, let's say, you know, as the number of repeaters are increasing, it's almost inevitable that me and someone within 100 miles of me is going to end up on the same frequency. I think there's another 610 repeater in Tennessee, and there might be one in either North Carolina or Virginia. It's a popular repeater frequency. I mean, so, and I've heard that problem too, where I hear a station that's very, very faint in the background, and it's mostly static, but you almost hear, it's unintelligible speech. It's buried in the static. And I think that's traffic trying to get to the other 610 repeater. So, yeah, you know, you have to put, sooner or later, they had to do that.
It was causing them interference. Like I said, I heard it myself. That station was very, very, very copyable. He wasn't full quietening, but it was to be in that, though.
If this repeater has no tone on the input, and it's one of the few remaining that does, that's like that. Actually, this tone, for what it's worth, this repeater, for what it's worth, has a tone on the output. There's an 88.5 tone on the output if you have a, you know, a tone decoder board. You can also, that might be the problem where I'm hearing mobile stations trying to get to the other repeater. Setting that tone gets rid of those. Once you get two or more repeaters within 100 miles of each other, it's going to be a problem.
Well, CFID, another station, well, some of the ones, they watch, might remember, and certain ones that was around here on this frequency in the 90s and before, can remember Charles Mullin, he went by on the radio here, Mullin, was K4TLY. He could be up here at the fire station up here at Travelers Rest, and not only worked this repeater, we're on here right now, but there was one up, as you said before, up in Virginia from that location where he was at the fire station. When this one here wasn't up, he could work out and up there. And this is back in the 90s when he was still living and working down there.
Everyone has the tone on the input. Because I imagine if you're halfway between here and the Tennessee repeater, or the other 610 repeater, you're trying to key up that one, but you end up keying this one. As more and more repeaters, I don't know how many more repeaters really are getting built. I see a lot of repeaters around here that are disused. On two meters, there's got to be like 20 of them in this area that I hardly ever hear anything on. And on 70 centimeters, I have 25 of them programmed in here, and maybe there's activity on one of them. So, I don't know how many more are being created, but, you know, there's a lot of them out there as it is.
Well, on the 2 meter band here that we're on here, according to what I've heard over the past, I guess, 8 to 12, 13 years, there ain't any more frequency pairs available here on the 2 meters anymore. Not easily. I know some that's got repeaters that's off the air. They ought to decoordinate them. Like that 146.70 over here on Six Mile Mountain. He ain't been on there for 5 or 6 years, but in my opinion, that thing ought to be decoordinated, but... And then, as you say, there's others that's on air that are just not active. As far as 70 centimeters goes, I guess over here in the Pickens and Oconee area and parts of Anderson is where most of the, other than the Hart system, where most of the 70 centimeter machines are in use at. That's active.